I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A midnight explosion in Cap Haitian claims more than 50 lives. Haiti's under 3 days of national mourning as the death toll continues to rise. Multiple back-to-back crises and a severe fuel shortage have drained local hospitals of both staff and supplies. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
"We were in a better position than any of the hospitals to help. God had us prepared. We didn't turn anybody away. We called the girls in, and clinic opened up at 1 a.m. like it was morning."
Pray burn survivors encounter the hope of Christ through For Haiti with Love staff.
"Ask God to get control of hearts and help us help the injured and the people who are hurting emotionally."
And Christmas is around the corner, but you know who won't get time with loved ones? Prisoners. Doug Kuperi with Crossroads Prison Ministry says most men and women in prison never get so much as a Christmas card, either due to prison mail restrictions or because nobody bothered to send them one. That's why Crossroads' annual Christmas card program exists, to send prisoners gospel hope and let them know they're not forgotten.
"This year we're going to send in over 12,000 English and Spanish Christmas cards to our students. But an added thing that we're doing this year is we're going to be sending in over 4,500 Christmas letters to offset the closed doors to Christmas cards at those facilities."
You can offer Christ's hope to prisoners by supporting Crossroads or even becoming a mentor. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.